Hey guys, this is Chelsea Brown and welcome to Time Traveler. I return lost heirlooms to families using genealogy, and in this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my juiciest returns and the stories behind them, deep diving into the scandal and drama behind genealogy, and giving you a historical point of view on trending topics and pop culture. But most importantly, I'll be using these heirlooms to travel back in time and connect us with real, raw moments in history. But for today, I want to take you back to the beginning and talk about how this all started. And I know when you think of genealogy, you probably think of the old white male, which I am clearly not. However, my dad is. And for those who don't know, my dad is also a genealogist. And growing up, I thought it was such a bore. I thought it was so lame. I thought genealogy and history was just the lamest thing in the world. And I thought it was so boring that my dad did it. And honestly, I can have my dad on as a guest. We could talk to him. But I do think it hurt his feelings a little when I was younger. And I would always tell him how boring genealogy was and how I thought it was so lame what he was doing. And I didn't understand how he could fill up his days with it. As I grew older, I started to appreciate it more. I'm not sure if it was just because I matured over time or because I actually really started to become more interested in history. And history and genealogy go very much hand in hand. You can't be a genealogist or be a genealogy hobbyist without understanding history. They, again, go very much hand in hand. For those who follow me, this is actually going to be a new story for many of you. My first experience with genealogy was in 2019, and it's actually a very sweet story. I was visiting my grandparents at the cemetery, which we used to go every single year, and next to my grandparents' plot, there is a plot of a baby girl who was born in 1936 and died in 1937. And as I grew older, and every time I would visit my grandparents, it would make me sadder and sadder every time I would see this little girl's plot with no family surrounding her. This girl was on her own by herself. And again, it broke my heart. So in 2019, I remember asking my dad after the day we came back from the cemetery, I said, "Can you help me find this girl's family?" And that was the first genealogy project I shadowed my dad on. And after a few weeks, we ended up finding the family and we found the baby girl's niece and nephew, which I know it's weird to say the niece and nephew of a baby, but apparently in the family, there was rumors that the grandparents had a baby that died at a young age, but no one knew if this was real. No one knew if it had happened. Whenever it was brought up, the grandparents did not like to talk about it. So everyone figured, okay, well, if there is a baby that died at a young age, we don't know where she's buried, but I guess we'll never know because the grandparents don't like to talk about it. So they were in shock and thrilled when my dad and I contacted them and we told them where this girl was buried. And I remember the niece in her email, in her thank you email that she wrote back to us, her last sentence was, "Now she will never have to be alone." And that made, oh my God, I just remember that feeling. And my heart felt something that day that it had never felt before. From that moment on, I knew genealogy was my soul's purpose, and I knew that it was something I was meant to do for the rest of my life. I just didn't know how and in what way. I didn't start doing the heirloom returns until a few years later, but 2019 was really the start of my genealogy journey. Ooh, no. My dog is trying to jump on my lap right now. Not many people know this, but I majored in film and TV when I was in college. I've always been fascinated by storytelling, and I always knew I wanted to be a storyteller in some form growing up. And when I graduated college, my first job was actually in the ABC newsroom in New York City. And until 2020, I was a full-time TV producer.
again, storytelling is just a natural part of my creative skill sets. And I think it's part of why I do what I do, and what makes it a bit easier for me to be able to share all of these heirloom return stories with you is because I kind of bridge the skill sets between being a producer and being a genealogist. And it's honestly the perfect balance of both worlds. But in 2017, I was working at a daytime talk show, and I just felt very unfulfilled, I guess is the right word. I felt like I didn't have as much creative freedom in my role as I would have wanted. And while all of my friends were going to happy hours after work, I felt like I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something productive. And at the time, I was decorating all of my friends' apartments. So I thought, why not just start an interior design blog? Well, I know no one's going to read it, but why not start it? Because it was something for me to do. It was a way for me to write and express myself. And I was good at interior decorating. I was good at decorating rental spaces. And so I created the blog City Chic Decor in 2017. And I knew no one would read it. And I was right. No one did read that blog for a good year. But eventually it started getting picked up by publications and people started reading it. And then I eventually got a book deal off of the blog. My first book was Rental Style, all about decorating small rental spaces. And with my blog and with my interior decorating platforms, I really hone in on budget-friendly spaces, which is why I ended up always being at the thrift stores and the flea markets, because I wasn't just shopping for myself. I was also shopping for my clients. I was shopping for blog post ideas. And it would break my heart every time I would pass a box of family heirlooms at the flea, things like photo albums, photographs, jewelry, diaries, letters. And it would tear my heart apart because I know those items should be with their rightful families and not just sitting in some box. So one day I just decided to take what my dad taught me and what I knew about genealogy and use that skill set to start returning these items to families. And once I started, I just never stopped. It became almost an addiction. And this was a little over a year ago that I started doing these heirloom returns, because I remember the responses these families would give me, and I fed off of it. I fed off of their excitement and their emotion. And again, it was the thrill of the chase that was addicting. And it wasn't just the return that was addicting. It was researching these stories behind these artifacts. So for example, when I find a bracelet and it has an inscription on it, that bracelet is not just a bracelet. That bracelet actually belonged to someone. Someone wore that bracelet. Who was that person? Where did they live? What were they like? What was their personality? What did they do for a living? You really become intertwined with these people behind these artifacts and the stories. And it really is, you become the investigator, which is, again, it's really why I connected with this so much. And it's funny because most genealogists, and we're talking about professional genealogists here, are hired by the families, or even genealogy hobbyists. Families will ask them for help trying to find their family lineage, versus it's backwards for me. I'm coming into someone's life unexpectedly and I'm saying, I found this artifact that belonged to your great-great-grandfather. Do you want it back? It's crazy to think about, but it's backwards, but it's in such a beautiful way because I'm entering someone's life unexpectedly and I'm giving them the gift of a lifetime, honestly, especially for a lot of people. And for a lot of these families, these artifacts will bring someone back to life for those few moments, which is really quite beautiful. But back to bridging my producing skill sets and my genealogy skill sets, I just started posting these heirloom returns on social media, on TikTok. And I really didn't think anything of it, aside from I thought it was fun for me to make videos about my heirloom returns. And all of a sudden, these videos started going viral. And at first, it shocked me because I didn't actually think a younger demographic would be interested in genealogy. Then I sat back for a second and I thought, this totally makes sense. Younger millennials and Gen Zs love true crime. They love putting themselves in the seat of the investigator. That's exactly what genealogy is. I mean, with genealogy, you are becoming the investigator. You are solving these mysteries, and it is the thrill of the chase. And these stories that I'm finding behind some of these artifacts, they're movies in the making. I mean, they're that interesting. They're that deep and they're that emotional. I've come across pretty much every type of story you can think about. Affairs, scandal, heartbreak, death, murder even, sickness, abuse, incest, crime, war stories. But in parallel to that, I've also come across really beautiful ones as well. Things like romance, friendship, travel, war heroes, first loves. So these stories that you find doing genealogy and more specifically doing these heirloom returns, these stories are just magnificent and they're incredible. And you know, we live in a digital era where we're so hyper-focused on our favorite celebrities and what our favorite celebrity is wearing and who's going to be on the next season of The Bachelor that I think a younger demographic really connects with this and connects with genealogy and history because it proves that there's magic behind the lives of average people. And not only that, but we do still live in a world where family drama is taboo, yet every single one of us has something going on behind closed doors. And I actually mean every single one of us. I wanted to create a space where it felt safe, okay, and acceptable to talk about these things. And I figured sharing these real stories behind these real families, it proves that you're not alone. And other people have gone through this too. I mean, this is why I especially love returning the letters and the diaries because they tell you things about a person that no record ever could. They tell you things about someone's loves, hates, their humor, their personality, their dislikes, their heartbreak, their exciting days, their bad days. I mean, you really learn everything about a person from their firsthand accounts. It also kind of makes it hard for me to emotionally detach from a lot of these artifacts that I find because I do connect with these people, even though they are deceased, right? I create a relationship with them almost. I learn almost everything about them and not just surface-based, but I learn about their souls and their really the deepest things you can possibly know about someone. This is what I learn about them, especially through, again, things like letters and diaries where they are sharing their firsthand accounts. So it's funny when people ask, do you ever get sad when I do have to return an artifact to a family? And yeah, I do, because sometimes I become very emotionally attached to these artifacts. But I know in the end, the feeling of giving that artifact back to that family, back to the descendants or family members, there's no better feeling than that. Their reactions, their emotions. And then also, sometimes I get emotional too. Like if they are overly emotional about an heirloom return, I sometimes will get emotional. It's really hard to emotionally detach yourself from what I do. This is kind of how it all started. And this has turned into something so much bigger than just heirloom returns. I mean, these artifacts are revealing these incredible stories and connecting us with these moments in history. And now I'm able to share that with you all. Nothing could make me happier. I understand now that we do live in an era where a new generation is now getting into genealogy. And it makes me very excited because genealogy is so much more than just studying someone's family tree. It is so much more than that. Genealogy will take you down a rabbit hole and can help you solve the craziest of mysteries. And what's also great about genealogy is that, and I like to say it's one thing to connect with people in the present, but genealogy is really the only way to connect with people from our past. And there's something really beautiful about that. With this podcast specifically, I'm going to be diving into these stories that I find behind these heirlooms, these movie-esque, thrilling, exciting stories behind these average people.
and I'm going to be diving into them in a way that I don't do on my TikTok or my Instagram. And another part of this podcast is going to be history and genealogy point of views on pop culture trends and gossip. And I think it's interesting because many people have takes on, of course, current pop culture trends and lifestyle, but in a way, I'm looking at it from another angle. I'm looking at these breaking news stories and these trends and celebrity gossip in a different kind of way. I'm looking at it through the lens of a historical timeline. And then, of course, finally, I will be talking about the controversy surrounding genealogy and especially what I do, because if you don't follow me, there is controversy that goes along with this, especially when it comes to me deciding not to return specific items to families, which in itself is very rare. There have only been a handful of items that I have chosen not to return for reasons in itself. So the three big ones are if I know the deceased would have wanted an artifact to remain private, I will keep it that way. Two, if an artifact will create controversy amongst living relatives, I will also choose not to return that artifact. And three, if I find out that the artifact is going to reveal something so painful and so deep that it is going to ruin someone's life, again, I will not return it. Because what people have to understand is that I'm approaching this in a way different direction and manner than most. Many genealogists, whether you are professional or a hobbyist, you're approached by families to help them. So in itself, whatever information you find, you're going to share with the family versus me. I'm coming into someone's life or a family's life unexpectedly and giving them information that they never asked for in the first place. So I do have to be very careful with that information that I reveal. Now, most of the time, if it is very sensitive or sometimes even distressing, I will always disclaim that. But then again, there are certain items that I just know would completely destroy a family. And those are the items that I do hold back. And all of those items have been diaries or letters that really reveal the worst of the worst types of information that I even wouldn't want to know about my own family. But again, when you are doing what I do, decisions like this are hard to make. And I've thankfully only had to make them a handful of times. But I will never walk into someone's family and knowingly cause them pain. That is not what I am here to do. But we will get into this in later episodes. We will talk about this tons because there is so much more to discuss. This world of genealogy is truly a rabbit hole, and I can't wait for you all to continue this journey with me.